Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
The hill I would die on.
Okay, settle down, everyone. Come on, breakfast rabble. I can see you holding your clubs and your swords and your homemade weapons. But don't worry, we've got someone joining us on the hill today, ready to send us into battle if he can convince us to enlist in his army. It's none other than Drive presenter here on ABC Radio Melbourne, Raf Epstein. Good morning, Raf.
Morning, Sammy.
How does it feel being awake at this hour?
I am awake every day at this hour, taking notes so I know how to take you down in the break room.
Well, just hang on a second. I want to join your army. We're friends and colleagues right now, if you can convince me.
I just want you to understand the sort of leader you're dealing with, Sammy. If you're not on board, I will throw you overboard. I need you to understand that.
These are the chilling words of a wannabe army commander, my friends. Raf Epstein, officially, what is the hill you are prepared to die on today?
I think we need to man the battle. We need to man the barricades. We need to man, woman, cat, dog, everything, the barricades. We need to stop people using electric kettles. They are destroying their palate and they're ruining every good cup of tea across the nation. And it is the hill that I am prepared to die on. Electric kettles must go.
Outrageous! This will never catch on. What are you talking about, Raf Epps? Electric kettles are the pinnacle of human innovation. You want a cup of tea? You boil the kettle. How do you do it?
I seed a few points before I proceed to die on.
Sorry,
that hill.
You're already taking flesh wounds before you even inflicted one scratch.
There is an environmental impact to gas kettles, and electric kettles are fantastic inventions. However, the hill I am prepared to die on is that it tastes different. If you boil water in an electric kettle and pour it in your teapot, and you may, as I do, regularly of an evening, pluck some of the peppermint that I cannot stop from growing in my garden and put it in a teapot, if you put electric kettle water in there, it does not taste the same as a kettle, a metal kettle or a saucepan on a stove, on a gas flame. It just tastes different.
And what, I know like, can you describe, there, is it, are you saying it tastes like electricity? What is the difference? It's hot boiling water. How could that be different?
Are you prepared to die on this hill with me and follow me or not?
Oh, I need you to convince me more at the moment because I'm going to take my entire trip back to...
It just tastes like rubbish. It doesn't taste like tea. It doesn't taste like real tea. You're not getting the real flavour of the real tea.
Sorry, but...
You know that, Sammy. I mean, I know you need to put on this act for the purposes, you know, like you're on the radio and everything, but I know that you know deep down in your heart, when you boil your kettle at home on a gas flame and you sit down and you swirl the teapot, give it time to rest, that's important. But even if you do that with the water boiled in an electric kettle, you know that that first sip as the steam rises, catching the sunlight coming through the breakfast window, an electric kettle, it just doesn't taste the same. You know this, and that's why you're prepared to man the barricade with
Raf, 2 points. One, I regularly join my fellow army commander and go into battle, so there's no act here. Like, I need to be convinced. And so far, you're doing a tricky job of it because I don't really drink tea. I use an electric kettle to make instant coffee. Yeah, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do? Do we need to take a moment in the tent away from the masses to have a man-to-man chat?
I'm prepared to die on a hill with someone who drinks instant coffee. Like, let's be honest. Like, we're inside the tent, right? No one can hear this?
Raf, when Alexander Hamilton and George Washington gathered their troops in America for the War of Independence, they didn't get to choose who came to them. They took whoever they could get. Your second in charge.
Instant coffee. They were all at least drinking proper wine before they got drunk and before they went to battle. They weren't drinking Diet Coke before they went to battle. They were drinking wine, beer.
Raf, when I go home, if you want me to really try this for real, what I'm going to do is I'll use my camping kettle, that is one you can put onto a flame, but I will, of course, use it with instant coffee because that's how I will compare the taste. I don't really drink tea. But am I going to notice something different?
I am willing to bet. Everything tastes different. Mm-hmm. Although, can I really caveat again because we're inside the tent?
Yeah, we're in the tent and then we'll get back out in a second. Okay.
Okay. I will concede... Coffee's different because it's got a much stronger flavour than tea. Mm-hmm. However, tea, 100% tastes different. Water boiled in an electric kettle tastes completely different to water boiled on the gas.
So, Raf, 100%. I make this pledge to you before we emerge from the tent. I will actually boil water on in with my camp kettle and make a cup of tea, and I will tell you later today or tomorrow what it tastes like.
You've got to do the blindfold.
Oh,
so you've
okay,
got to get the electric and the gas side by side. Same product.
Tim has just suggested that by text. Someone else says, I love you, Raph, but hell no, I'm on Sammy here. Electric kettle, the best things ever. Go to America. Wow. Your troops are revolting.
Yes, well, it is very, it's very hard to find a gas stove in America. There aren't many.
Listeners, are you with Raph or against him? Let us know. 0437 774 774. Let's emerge from the tent. Okay, sorry, everyone. We just had to have a moment. Raph, yeah, he's got a chance for a final spruik. I know there's been some dissent over the types of kettle, types of tea, but ultimately we're here to talk electric versus gas. Raph, what do you want to say to these people who are looking very narrow-eyed at us?
Across cultures, across time, from those who have colonised to those who have been colonised, every human who has walked this earth has savoured and enjoyed, been nourished by and progressed by the flavour of water drawn from the plants of this earth. And there is no existing or extinct society on this earth that has not been nourished and grown by boiling that water over a flame, over fire. We are trashing and destroying the legacy of every civilization that there has ever been on this earth by drinking hot drinks that are made with an electric kettle. It is a complete repudiation and destruction of the very thing upon which all civilizations are built. So are you with me?
Raph, that is the sort of languid, meandering response that only a man who is waiting impatiently for a kettle to boil would give. You seem to have all the time in the world.
I thought it was an okay pitch.
It was a damn fine pitch. You know what? I'm going to join you for 24 hours. I'm going to try it, and I'm going to let you know, either on your program or mine, what I thought when I do a blind taste test. Listeners, will you also commit to that? They're saying yes.